Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hi, Graham. I'm calling to let you know that I've examined your computer in the office. I had a lot of trouble working out what has been causing it to shut down periodically. I ran a virus check and nothing came up, so I finally realized it was a problem with the hardware. It took me a long time, but I think I have managed to fix it now. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to reformat the computer. I'll back up all of your files just in case there's a problem.
Number 71. What is the main topic of this voicemail message? Number 72. What might have caused the problem? Number 73. How will the woman solve the problem? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
For cooking equipment you can trust, look no further than Cameron's Kitchen. At Cameron's Kitchen, we stock a wide variety of pots, pans, knives, and other cooking utensils that might come in handy at your restaurant or professional kitchen. Our products are imported from the top manufacturers in Europe, which means you'll never need to doubt their quality. Considering their outstanding quality, we also offer all our items at surprisingly competitive prices. There are now over 20 stores with at least one in every major city and town in the state, and we're planning to expand nationwide soon as well. Cameron's Kitchen. We're the professional's choice.
Number 74. Who most likely is the target of this advertisement? Number 75. What is special about the products at the store? Number 76. Where are stores located? Go on to the next page. Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following introduction.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Chinese Lantern Festival. This event is put together every year by the council with a lot of help from local Chinese community groups. Members of the Chinese community have long been valuable contributors to our city, and the festival is an opportunity for us to experience a little of the culture that our Chinese immigrants bring here. There are a number of highlights on tonight's schedule, including a fantastic fireworks display and a famous Chinese cultural dance. You can also try some genuine Chinese cuisine at the food stalls in the traditional market area. I hope you all enjoy the evening and make the most of this unique cultural experience.
Number 77. What is being opened? Number 78. What will occur later in the evening? Number 79. Why might people want to go to the traditional market area? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Hello, everyone. Helen Todd is not here today, so I will be updating you on the activities of the Social Committee in her place. First of all, thanks to everyone who attended the annual company quiz night last week. I had a great time, and I'm sure you all did too. At the moment, the committee is working very hard to prepare for the company's sports day next month. The event will be held at Elmwood Park on Saturday the 17th, and we will also put on a picnic lunch for participants. You're all welcome to take your families for what promises to be a fun day.
Number 80. Who most likely is this talk being given to? Number 81. What event was held last week? Number 82. What are listeners encouraged to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Kevin. I'm calling about the meeting with the stockholders this afternoon. It seems like the turnout for the meeting is going to be higher than we originally anticipated. From what I've heard, 30 stockholders are planning to attend. So instead of using the meeting room, which only fits around 25 people, I thought it might be a better idea to use the conference room. The conference room is a lot bigger, with room for about 50 people. I think everyone will be a lot more comfortable in there. Please return this call to let me know what you think. Number 83. What is the purpose of the telephone message? Number 84. Why does the speaker want to make a change? Number 85. How many people are planning to come to the meeting?